In the Gospel for the Feast of St. Matthew, it says, "At that time, Jesus saw a man sitting in the custom house named Matthew, and he said to him, 'Follow me,' and he rose up and followed him." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. St. Anselm one day stopped in the middle of the street to watch a little child who had a bird tied with a thin string around its feet. You might say it was a bird on a leash. And he watched. The bird would fly upwards, trying to get free, but the little boy would tug on the string and pull the poor little bird back down to the ground. And this happened repeatedly. And each time, the little toddler, as they are wont to do, he would laugh and giggle and leap for joy at such a fun game. Well, St. Anselm continued watching this for some time, and he felt a great compassion for the little bird. Well, finally, after many tries, the bird broke free and flew away. The boy cried and cried and wept, but St. Anselm laughed heartily and rejoiced. And all the people who were standing around him wondered why the reaction. Such a dignified man as him, why he was sad about the bird, but laughed when the bird got away. And he answered them, he said, "Did you see how the child amused itself with that little bird? And do you know what it made me think of? Look," he said, "that is how the devil amuses himself with many a soul. Having them tied with a little string, he plays with them as he pleases, drawing them from one sin into another, sometimes by making them indifferent towards God and religion and their salvation. And others he keeps bound by too great an affection to some material good or to some vice or bad habit, some sin." Well, what happened to that bird actually does happen to us in much the same way. We want to fly upwards. We want to do the right thing. We want to serve God as we ought. And we surely want to go to heaven. But then we feel that we cannot succeed because that old devil keeps us tied up. And every now and again he tugs at the string of some old sinful habit that we have never been able to get rid of. And so it is that we remain a slave until the string, the attachment, is severed. Well, the Gospel for today's Feast of St. Matthew tells us the story of St. Matthew's conversion. St. Matthew was, of course, a publican, that is, a tax collector. Among the Romans, it was a position of great respect, but not among the Jewish people. They were tax collectors known for defrauding men. And as he was at his place of business one day, perhaps he was still counting his money, our Lord comes right to the door, and he points at Matthew, and he says, "Follow me, seguire me." Now, centuries later, St. Matthew appeared to St. Bridget as she was praying at his tomb, and he told her what was going on in his mind during those times. He told her, "Bridget, it was my desire at the time that I was a publican to defraud no man, and I wished to find a way by which I might abandon that employment and cleave to God with my whole heart." You see? The string that kept him back. He didn't know how to get loose. But he continues to St. Bridget, "Christ's call was a flame of fire in my heart, and so sweet were his words that I thought no more of riches than of straw. It was delightful to me to weep for joy that my God had deigned to call one of such account and so great a sinner as I to his grace. And I cleaved unto my Lord. His burning words became fixed in my heart, and day and night I fed upon them by meditation as upon the sweetest food. The string was cut. He was no longer a slave, but he was able to fly away freely to follow our Lord. Well, the gospel narration continues after the call, that St. Matthew, he got up from the table and he followed our Lord. Now, himself being newly converted, he was interested in converting the others around him. And so immediately, St. Matthew organized a whole big dinner at his own house for our Lord and his disciples, and he invited many of the publicans and sinners there too. Now the Pharisees, they're always watching, just watching everyone's actions, wanting them to do something wrong so that they can condemn it and thus lift themselves up in their own estimation. Well, the Pharisees were watching, and they were scandalized at this, and they asked his disciples, not in the form of a question, but as an accusation, "Why does your master eat with such people, publicans and sinners?" And our Lord, who had overheard this, answered for them, "They that are in health need not a physician, but they that are ill. Go then and learn what this meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the just, but sinners." That is the whole purpose of God's becoming man. It is the whole purpose of God's walking upon this very earth upon which we ourselves tread, walking among his own creatures, preaching to them, teaching them the path to heaven. And how many souls he called, thus waking up their sleeping conscience, disturbing it even, in order to lead them to his friendship and to the life of sanctifying grace. I think of Zacchaeus or Mary Magdalene, the woman at the well, the woman caught in adultery, and the list goes on and on. But his calls did not stop 2,000 years ago. His calls come even now. Do you ever hear it? The majority of Catholics, I would say, are neither hot nor cold, neither great sinners, as St. Paul before his conversion, nor are we great saints by any means. We rest comfortably in that status quo of our life, half-heartedly seeking to please God, while still, at least in some ways, trying to fit in with the world. Of course, we would never accept the woke ideology, of course. But, nonetheless, we would like to serve God and not be rejected by the world around us. But, you see, that's the string. That's the string that the devil tugs upon and by which he holds many a Catholic down. Like St. Matthew, we really do want a way out of our evil habits, but perhaps we just don't know how. And then our Lord comes, and he gives the call, "Follow me." Only the call today is not as plain as it was in St. Matthew's case. You will not see his figure coming through that door, nor his finger pointing at you, nor his sacred voice calling out, "Follow me." No, the call. It usually comes in some way that we least expect it, and almost always catches us off guard, and so we miss it, mistaking it for some punishment. The call, in other words, it most often comes in the form of some heavy cross, some misfortune, some catastrophe, either in the world around us, in the nation, or in our own family, or simply in our own soul. And like the three friends of Job, we often sit around and we philosophize, we talk about and discuss all of the events taking place, and we often fail to see them as what they really are, a call to conversion. I like what it says in the book, The Way to Interior Peace, that is by far my favorite book. It said, "How many souls have been saved by tribulation who, by any other way, might have been lost? How many souls in the hour of affliction turn with their whole heart to God and die in true sentiments of sorrow for their sins? It often happens that what we consider a punishment and a chastisement of God is actually a special work of grace, an act of his infinite mercy. It is, in other words, God's call. He is cutting the strings that keep you and me tied down to earth. He is saying, follow me. It is God's call to reform our lives, a call to conversion, because we were made for one thing and one thing alone, to know, to love, and to serve God here, and only then to be happy with him in the next life. We are endowed, we don't think of it enough, with souls that will exist for eternity. Your soul will never die. It will go on and on and on and on for all of eternity. And there is a fight over that soul, the devil tugging on your attachments to sin. That's his call. It beckons you to a life of comfort. But God's call will always beckon you to get out of your comfort zone and to launch out into the deep, to be generous with him in sacrificing sin. St. Alphonsus says that essentially when the cross comes to our life, it is God calling us to conversion. And he said, the first thing we should do is to turn to God and to ask him, to beg him for the grace of true sorrow for sin, and then the second grace of a firm amendment of life. And in that way, you answer his call. To conclude, for St. Matthew, it was money that might have caused him to lose his soul. But when our Lord called him, he generously, promptly left it behind on that table and followed our Lord. How uncomfortable that must have been, but now he's safe in heaven. And you, if today you hear his voice calling for some sacrifice, harden not your hearts. The call will make you very uncomfortable, but you will have peace, both here and in the next life, if when he calls, you answer. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.